Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 100 of the World of Goldcraft. Would you imagine that? I've actually made 100 episodes of this small little podcast. I didn't really expect. I'm not sure what I expected when I started out, but it's nice to hit a milestone like this. Hopefully, you're enjoying it. Don't get too much feedback on the podcast, so if you do enjoy it, then please let me know. And if there's something I can do to improve, please let me know as well. Because that's definitely, it's changed the least since I started it. Now, let's go into what we're going to do today. Of course, talking about gold making in World of Warcraft, I'll go through my week, what's going on with the game, and a discussion point. And of course, this week we have to talk about Shadowlands, because we just got the release date, which is surprisingly close, the 27th or the 6th of October, depending on which side of the Atlantic you reside on. So that's exciting. So I'm going to talk through a lot of the profession stuff, not in detail, but on an overall level, what I think and my thoughts on how gold making might look in Shadowlands, and I'm excited to say the least. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons, who I do really, really appreciate it. So if you want to join us, then you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now, let's just jump right on into my week. In BFA right now, currently sitting on 22.4 million, which is 200,000 gold less than last week. I had two repo sessions this week only, still not quite up to full speed, but getting there. And I made 570,000 gold in sales, so that's pretty nice. Now, with the fact that my gold went down, you can probably guess that I spent some gold for once, and you might be interested in what I spent gold on. Because obviously, in most of my markets, I am just looking to slowly exit. BFA, everything BFA crafted I have, I'm just trying to sell off. BOEs, trying to sell them off at bottom of the barrel prices. And that's about it for what I'm trying to do. But I made a new group, a new TSM group for a market that I could have entered a long time ago, but I entered now. It's the tradable mounts, primarily the ones from BFA. And I made a group for flipping them and potentially also just for investing in some of them. Because most of them are generated by 2x4 farming in BFA zones, which I think people will be doing a lot less of once Shadowlands rolls around. Which should lead to a general upwards trend in price. So I bought a couple of mounts. I don't remember which ones I bought. I think I bought some chewed on packed mules, maybe bought some tamed blood feasters. I think those were the ones I could find cheap. I don't remember, but I'm going to be writing a post on this market probably in about a week, so maybe I can even get some sales and at least some more shopping scans under my belt before I tell you guys how it works. But it's exciting. Obviously, I'm not really planning to do too much outside of that until the pre-patch, when I'll probably dive right into the game again. As I talked about, don't remember if I talked about it, but the relics of the past, I don't think they're a huge deal. That's not something I'm planning to engage in heavily, at least not from the vendor shuffle point of view, more from the figuring out what recipes are really, really good and craft those to sell them to people who are kidding out alts in the pre-patch, essentially. So yeah, at a healthy place, nice basis for Shadowlands, and I'm definitely going to set my sights on some more ambitious goals in Shadowlands and keep track of those. I'm thinking at least 100 million, probably more. I think I can do more if I put my mind to it. Now, let's take a look at, there's one thing. I have one plan before Shadowlands sets. I'm probably going to restock all of my mounts. I'm really low on stuff like Panthers and Wilds of the Sands and everything, and I have all the recipes, so I really got to get my mount factory going again. That's been one of my favorite ways to make gold over the years. The crafted mounts, they've been very good to me, so I should get them back onto the auction house. and into the hands of people starting their mount collections. And now we can turn our attention to Classic. And this was a really good week. So I'm now sitting at 3,250 liquid gold with another 4,200 gold on the auction house. So that's 250 gold less on me than last week, but it's like 1,500 gold more on the auction house. So that's pretty nice. I had a great week in terms of sales, 4,200 gold in sales, which is great as well. I finally finished off the awful, or not that awful, but I just bought enough encrypted Twilight Text to just be finished with Cenarion Circle on my rogue. So I can now not keep my rogue parked in Silithus, and I can just move him to Stormwind and restock Alchemy again. And I did. I did a massive crafting session on Alchemy. My auction house value peaked at 5,800. That's pretty cool. And definitely more in proper restocking mode. Sapper Charges has been selling something insane. They are selling so quickly. Definitely one of the MVP recipes in Classic at the moment. They are so good. Holy shit. All right. So that's about it. Like, it's just Alchemy mostly, and it works really, really well in Classic. So not much more to say there. I've also been selling off some of the stuff that was left over from the rep grind. Like I had a bunch of summoning signets for like the dukes from Silithus that I sold off. They're selling slowly. I also did something which is very profitable and can be on your realm as well. If you're revered with the Cenarion Circle, you can get the quest to turn in an Abyssal Scepter that drops from the tier 3 summons. So you can obviously, you can either do like the enough tier 2 summons to get the ring, so you can summon a tier 3 lord and get the raid to do it. Or you can potentially just buy the scepter on the auction house like I did. I paid 100 gold for it. I turned it in, you get the sack. In my sack there was 92 gold just in gold and a bunch of greater protection potions, both greater shadow, greater nature, which are worth a lot. Essence of air, essence of water. There's a bunch of valuable stuff. Probably 250 gold total value at least in that bag. So that's a pretty good deal for 100 gold. So yeah. All right, now I think that's enough about my week. So let's talk a little bit about the game. BFA, well, I'm talking all about Shadowlands today, so we're not going to say anything more about BFA because there's not much to say. Classic, not much to say either. Some things to note, a lot of guilds are using immature venom sacks from LBRS for the Visitus attempts, rather than going with the more expensive elixirs of poison resistance. You'll probably still see sales if you craft them. And that's about it. It's now business as usual. We know what we need for Anchorage 40. You can just sell those consumables. As I said, sappers in particular are just insanely in demand at the moment, so definitely one to get if you don't have it already. So let's dive into the meat of the day. The main course, Shadowlands hype. I'm excited. I'm super excited. I love expansion launches, by far the best part of WoW, and I'm extra excited because I'm gonna engage more deeply with Shadowlands than I did with BFA, and I'm really looking forward to that. I had a lot of fun doing that in Classic, being in a raiding guild, having proper endgame goals to work towards, and I'm really looking forward to doing that in retail again, which I haven't done in retail in a while. And based on the early stuff I've seen in Shadowlands, well, read about, because I don't have beta access, I'm just looking at WoWhead and videos. Professions look really fun. They look really good. There's a lot of cool stuff, a lot of stuff to like, and a lot of stuff that... well, some of it's a little bit complex and going to be hard to grasp for people, which is going to be nice for me, obviously. But yeah, we'll talk through a lot of it. First things probably to mention, the relics of the past. I talked about them last week. I don't think they're interesting outside of the fact that they're probably going to kill the value of uncanny gear. And make some old world profession crafts more valuable. Like the vendor shuffle stuff. Yeah, it's profitable, But the 10-second cast time on the Relic 5 just makes it like a huge waste of time. Unless the tuxedo jacket price that Samadan talked about on Twitter with 34,000 vendor sell price, unless something like that makes it to live, I don't honestly don't see it being meaningful unless you're like an entry level gold maker just looking to brainlessly grind your way to a token. Then it's nice. But I'm not planning to do it at all. Now, let's talk about crafting in Shadowlands proper. As I said, stuff looks really good. As far as I can tell, I haven't looked through all of the recipes, but I haven't seen any BOP materials yet. Not for the base items, for legendaries, not for the armor. So all of this is extremely promising to me personally. I mean, we don't have anything like the scrapper or anything annoying like that. Just a bunch of tradable materials and people to trade with. Then you have on top of that the optional reagent system, which obviously adds a ton of depth and a ton of complexity towards valuing your items. And it also makes sure that the recipes will remain relevant, because one of the optional reagent slots seems to be an item level increase. So you can craft the same item at different item level intervals. So they'll just add a new crafter's mark and you can craft higher item level stuff in the next patch, which is a more elegant way of doing it than what they did in BFA. So that's nice, at least. With it's the same base recipe that's going to remain relevant throughout the expansion. So so that's cool. Well, I think we'll just dive right into the gear crafting. And gear crafting overall looks very good to me. The main reason is the optional reagents, because they are going to add so many different variants and so many different effects, and it's going to be extremely hard to make a good TSM setup unless you want to dive a bit under the hood here. Because you can't just use crafting out of the box, the crafting price source, which I almost always use. Because your crafting cost, the TSM isn't going to know. Well, it can guess to some degree, I guess, what your optional reagents were, but I don't think that'll be implemented in the crafting cost. So you're going to have to use custom sources to get all of that running if you want to effectively post crafted gear. So that's a higher barrier to entry, which is nice for those of us who know we can overcome the barrier. And it's gonna be interesting to see how the gear looks. Like right now, the crafter's mark, the highest level crafter mark, allows you to craft gear at the same item level as normal raids. Not sure if that's going to come with any limitations or anything, because that seems extremely strong, and we've usually not been allowed to trade gear that's strong in Legion or BFA. But that would obviously make professions really, really good in terms of gear. You just need to have a strong TSM setup here to account for all of the optional reagents. It's going to be very interesting to see how the optional reagents function, essentially, like how they play around with each other. Some of them are crafted by other professions. I think most of them actually are. So that's going to be interesting. And that sort of ties into the next one, which is the re-addition of intermediate materials. You have the optional reagents, which can add the perfect stat you want, and then the right item level, the highest item level, for instance, and maybe some cool effects with well-fed and other buffs, which we don't know. We don't know how valuable those extra effects are going to be. They could turn out to be really good. They could turn out to be something people don't care about at all. So we'll see. We'll also see how much the different stat weights matter. So whether or not it's actually worth it to add the optional reagents to guarantee a specific stat. That's something we don't know yet. Intermediate materials are making a huge comeback. You have the optional reagents. They're all intermediate materials from other professions. Then on top of that, you have intermediate materials like enchanted leather, enchanted bars, something that's sort of a throwback to classic. Which means that if you want to be super optimal, you need to have a lot of professions, or you need to trade with other people. Obviously, I think it's nice that professions feed into each other, and that it's not just like a completely self-contained system. I think when professions have been too self-contained, they've been very boring. With obviously the low point being Warlords of Draenor, where you could just do your garrison mine and use that to do your work orders, and you'd be done with your profession. There's nothing more interesting to do. Which was very uninteresting. There was so much BOP stuff in Warlords of Draenor. So it was just a minigame you played by yourself and not something you played with and engaged in a wider economy. So I think this is great. It's going to make setting up an optimized crafting empire is going to be more valuable, more interesting, and more fun for those of us who enjoy that kind of playstyle, and that's definitely me. Now, item enhancements. Well, there's going to be more enchants in the Shadowlands. We can now enchant armor again. So that's nice. I've always liked that. That's something I really enjoy in Classic, that you can improve your character in many ways. You can improve your gear in many ways. Of course, it's a drain on your resources. You have to pay gold or you get the materials and get the enchant when you get an upgrade. And until you get your enchant, it might not even be an upgrade. But this is something that's always been a part of WoW and something I always feel that they... I've never liked that they removed it. I liked this. I liked the Mists of Pandaria, for instance, where you added sockets to your belt. I've always been a huge fan of those kinds of systems, so I'm glad that they're coming back. And obviously they'll make enchanting more profitable, so that's good as well. More different items, less competition on any specific item, and more things to sell, essentially. Consumables. Consumables are like the staple of successful gold making for many people. The volume is just amazing. It's pretty much the only thing I do in Classic, for instance. And consumables in Shadowlands, they're going a little bit over the top. Of course, we're getting the normal ones, like we're getting buff foods, we're getting flasks and potions. But then they've added back weapon oils that we had in vanilla. We're getting temporary armor patches. I don't think we even had that. Maybe we had in Burning Crusade. I don't remember. And you're going to get sharpening stones. So that's pretty good. Like both alchemists, blacksmiths, and leatherworkers get to craft temporary buff items that are going to be useful for raiding and Mythic Plus and everything. So that's nice for those professions. It's nice that they spread the consumables out a little bit more. And personally, I like a decent amount of consumables. I think this is not completely over the top. Like, it's not too much for your average Joe player or whatever. It's enough that it's very interesting to engage with. It'll take up a couple of inventory slots, but that's fine. It's not going to be that many. And more useful items to craft and sell to other players to increase their power. That's nice. Lastly, we have the legendaries. And of course, legendaries are heavily tied to professions this time around. So to craft a legendary, you have to bring a couple of things to the Rune Carver in Torghast. You bring a base item, which has an item level which scales. You can craft a higher and higher item level pieces as you craft more of the low tier ones. And that determines the item level of the legendary. I've also watched a video where they mentioned that you could upgrade your legendaries after you crafted them. So you weren't, if you used the lowest item level base, you weren't stuck with like a terrible legendary and had to recraft it. So the base item is crafted by the various armor and crafting professions. Like there's one for there's for rings, there's rings from jewel crafting, armor from the armor professions and everything. Then you need to add some inscription crafted stuff to give your item the secondary stats you want. So you pick both secondary stats, and then you pick a legendary power that you've unlocked through whatever method you unlock them. They can come from many different areas. So that's pretty nice. All of the stuff you need is from professions. I think if you get the high item level bases quickly, like you'll probably be able to make a lot of gold. So that's pretty cool as well. Now, if we're looking at the overall picture here, I think that for a lot of the gear professions, you want to get to high level. We don't know all the sources for recipes yet. We know that some are guided behind reputation, which is not going to be as necessary to get for the rest of the game in Shadowlands, but it's going to be very necessary to be optimized with professions. So if you have some of the recipes, you definitely want to target as soon as possible, essentially. This has also been the case in the past with stuff like Dark Moon Card Rank 3, for instance, just being something you need right away, or rather need as soon as you possibly can, because it's just so good. I think the system, I think there's a ton of things to like here. A lot of interconnectedness, a lot more complexity, both in terms of valuing your items, in terms of crafting the right one, just a lot to take in and a lot to dive into. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm really excited, and I'm really wondering how the expansion launch. I think this is going to be very different from older expansions. So you definitely have to stay dynamic and fluid and be ready to dive into whatever turns out to be good, whatever turns out to be the most valued stats or valued items. Definitely important to keep an eye on. So that's it for me today, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you just want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.